What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. Well, another day, another ground stop at Newark. Delays and cancellations have been growing after the FAA paused all departures for about 45 minutes this morning due to an equipment outage. This comes just 2 days after radar screens at Newark went black for about 90 seconds, which meant air traffic controllers couldn't track flights for a time. United Airlines has been cutting back its schedule at Newark because of the tech issues, but its CEO, Scott Kirby, says that's not pushing airfare prices higher.
There's less demand because there's concerns about safety. And so what we've also done is put bigger airplanes on the route. So put a larger airplane, have fewer flights, but with bigger airplanes to maintain the number of seats that we have flying in and out of Newark.
But it is not only United. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy revealed today that he plans to reduce the number of flights overall in and out of Newark Liberty for, quote, the next several weeks. He plans to meet with all the airport's carriers in coming days to figure out the details. Senator Chuck Schumer, meanwhile, demanding that Duffy put Newark first in line for repairs and new technology so the airport can function like it should and safely, he says.
The delays are increasing throughout the day, from 5 in the morning to 16 by the evening, and extend from 85 to 137 minutes on average. And right now we need answers, not reassurances. We need the FAA to lead.
Now, the chaos at Newark has been a daily occurrence for about the last month. Today's ground stop has resulted in 159 flight delays and 82 cancellations and counting. Well, NYPD detectives busy in Little Italy after a pair of mysterious deaths this weekend.
At 4 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon, Mulberry Street in Little Italy is a busy place. And that's when the two men were discovered in a stairwell. One was dead. He was 34 years old. A second man died by the time he arrived at a hospital. He was 35. They were part of a work crew painting inside one of the buildings. This man, here to visit his parents, said he was really surprised by the deaths.
I've seen workers here last Sunday painting and plastering the walls from the top floor all the way down to the first floor.
The two men had failed to show up for a lunch break, and that's when their bodies were discovered. The medical examiner will determine the cause of death. Carol DiOria, 1010 Winds, at 92.3 FM in Little Italy.
Well, a horrific car crash on Long Island this morning, taking 3 lives. Nassau police say the victims were all in a Dodge Durango that slammed into a tree near Bethpage State Park and burst into flames. Happened around 1 this morning on Stymus Avenue and Carroll Drive. Police have not yet identified the victims. A meeting is coming up on Monday to avoid a strike by New Jersey transit workers. The Brotherhood of Locomotive Engineers and Trainmen and Transit Leaders have been called before the National Mediation Board in Washington. The union said on Friday the only way to avert a strike is for an agreement for higher wages. They say if there's no deal, workers will walk off the job on Friday, May 16th. Well, today is, of course, Mother's Day. So what does mom mean to you? It's a great day to let the youngsters field that question.
She's like a friend, but someone who always stay by you.
Well, she's nice, she's funny, she's very, very kind.
What types of things do moms do the very best?
Taking care of us and doing like house chores and stuff.
Sweeps and folds your laundry and puts them in the dryer.
Did you get your mom a present for Mother's Day?
This is what my mom always says. I asked her, what would you like? And she never says anything buying from a store that costs anything. She likes hugs and kisses.
Happy Mother's Day to especially my mom and all the other moms listening.
Happy Mother's Day. I love you.
Happy Mother's Day to everyone's mom. That is correspondent Stacy Lynn.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.